When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, what would you say group therapy is all about?
Well, this is kind of a safe place where you can bring an issue you're struggling with, mm-hmm. especially if it's not something that you think maybe your family and friends can give you unbiased opinions on.
Right. I'll throw the phone number out, 502-571-9970, if you want to chime in on this. But this is from a listener who says, hey, Ben and Kelly, everyone knows not to get married on a holiday weekend, right? It's just a bad idea. But nobody bothered to tell my best friend. She just now decided to get married on Saturday of Thanksgiving this year.
Okay, so that kind of holiday. Because I've heard of other holidays like Memorial Day, Labor Day. There have been weddings on those weekends. But we're talking a really family-oriented holiday like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, she continues. She said, she told me she hopes I can be there. I want to be there for her, but I already have plans with my family. And I've bought plane tickets. Why would she do this?
Oh, wow.
My husband says she did it on short notice and on a busy weekend, so there would be fewer guests to pay for. Is that even a thing?
Oh.
Should I be upset about this? Should I change my plans to be there for her? I think she would probably do it for me. But then my family's going to be upset with me for missing Thanksgiving. Well, what should I do?
Yeah, that's a tough spot. Amy is already chiming in saying that's just rude and inconsiderate to have a wedding on Thanksgiving.
So I had this is a complicated story, but I'll condense it in about 30 seconds. Okay. So
okay.
I had an ex-girlfriend on and off through high school, a little bit after high school. She got married on December 31st of 1999. And if you'll recall, if you were alive during that time, you remember that that was a big deal. Like
Y2K.
New Year's Eve into Y2K was a big deal. And so she sent out wedding invites late October for this.
Ooh, okay.
Right. So I got an invite and I said the same thing. I'm like, what? Who is this person? Why is she wanting to get married on Y2K? And why is she inviting me? And my mom said something to me at the time that kind of made sense. And I'll say it here because this maybe applies. She only invited people to her special day that she thought would come. And this was obviously a big deal for her. And so she wanted to have people that were really special to her surrounding her during her big day. So,
oh, look at you, ex-boyfriend. You were special. You were in the inner circle.
I got the nod. I got the nod. Not a lot of people can do that, say that they've gone to an ex-girlfriend's wedding, but I did.
Yeah, so, that's special.
So anyways, I don't know if you agree or not, but maybe you can help her navigate this. Group therapy, 502-571-9970, or at Ben and Kelly Show. I think the issue here is when your best friend plans a wedding on a holiday weekend, and you already had plans, and it's kind of last minute. How do you satisfy the friend? How do you satisfy your family that you bought plane tickets to go see?
Well, yeah, and I think not every holiday is created equal either. I mean, I've heard of a lot of people doing like Labor Day, Memorial Day weddings. Mm-hmm. Even, New Year's Eve weddings can be fun. But this is Thanksgiving, which is kind of an unusual choice.
Yeah, a little bit. And so she had planned her wedding for the Saturday of Thanksgiving of this year, just found out about it. And she's all like, you know what? I think my friend would come to my wedding, but, she's like, what do I do? And I think that right there, I think that's your answer. I that's just me though. Like I'm thinking you go to the wedding. It's the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. Most people plan on kind of that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right. Sunday as a 4-day weekend. So more than likely she was planning on the fact that, maybe yes on Thursday and maybe even Friday you're busy with family, but what about Saturday?
Yeah, but the problem could then be if people have to travel to see their family mm-hmm. and then they'd have to travel to your wedding in like the same weekend. That could be a problem. But Megan said, nevertheless, go to the wedding if she's your best friend. Like you don't want to miss out on that situation, because you'll get to spend time with your family on Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 2 days later, go celebrate your friend.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's pretty split on social media. Like people saying, ah, you know what? She should have planned better. Sorry. Going to Thanksgiving with the fam. And other people that are like, you know what? Hey, I would just go with your best friend. Go to the wedding, because you're probably not going to have plans on that Saturday. But Michael kind of wraps it up and says, if you do decline to go and don't somehow call her a turkey in the process, I'll be really disappointed. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. All right. So there you go.
Okay, did we help?
I don't know. I'm saying go to the wedding. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah,
does that differ from what you think? Okay.
Well, but she bought tickets to see her family, like plane tickets.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is a huge issue right there. So if she can still, like, get a refund.
Or just change her flight to come back on, you know, Saturday morning and, you know, try to do both.
I hope there's no delay.
Yeah, right. That would be my suggestion there. All right. There you go. That is group therapy. If you want to chime in after the fact, you're like, guys, you guys are idiots. Why did you think this? And you can
That's really harsh, thanks, by the way.
Yeah. You can always post it up at 99.7 DJX on Facebook.